This is MSO Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by MSO Sports baseball insider Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Good morning, Bill. Happy to be back once again.
All right, Andy. So the Red Sox pulled off the big W last night.
Oh, they certainly did. After a two-hour rain delay, Sox double up the Rockies 6-3, wrapping up this three-game series. Sox scoring five runs at the bottom of the seventh to pick up the win. Garrett Whitlock, he got the win on the mound, allowed two runs in seven innings, struck out seven. Rob Refsnyder and Alex Verdugo each drove in a pair of runs to lead the offense. So the Sox are off tonight before the Yankees come to town, starting a three-game series tomorrow night. Red Sox find themselves this morning 34-35 on the season. That's good for last place in the AL East, 14 games behind the Rays. Sox also 5 games behind the Yankees for that last AL wildcard spot. So I guess you could deem this as a big weekend coming up at Fenway, a sweep, and we're back in the wildcard race.
All right, let's do that. Huge weekend coming up for the Red Sox, absolutely. It could impact the rest of our summer to how things go this weekend, right?
Absolutely. That's always the case with the local nine.
All right, let's go back and tell us what happened with the Red Sox this past week.
Well, since last we spoke, last Thursday, the Guardians beat the Sox 10-3 in Cleveland. This game was interesting as Matt Dermody made his first and only start in a Red Sox uniform. He was designated for assignment after the game after allowing three runs in four innings. Dermody cleared waivers, was sent to Worcester. There was controversy swirling around him before the game because he posted homophobic tweets back in 2021. So that caused a stir, obviously, and I go back to saying the Red Sox must have known about this. It was going to cause an issue in the media. Why was he up here anyways? He's 32, 33 years old. He's certainly not a prospect. There are other players in the system they could have brought up to make that spot start and then been sent back down to the minors. But what do I know? In that game, Alex Verdugo was well benched after Alex Cora felt he did not hustle on the bases the night before. So the Red Sox then took their road trip to the Bronx for last weekend. On Friday, Sox beat the Yankees 3-2. Rafael Devers, Kike Hernandez hit home runs. Garrett Whitlock picked up the win in this one, giving up two runs and six innings of work. Saturday, Yankees beat the Red Sox 3-1. Tanner Houck did well. He gave up two runs over six innings as he took the loss, and Rafael Devers had yet another home run. Sunday, it went extra innings as the Red Sox fell to the Yankees 3-2. They came back and beat the Yankees, 3-2. Kike Hernandez, the RBI single at 10th, broke the two-all tie. Brian Bayo, another strong start, two runs in seven innings in the no decision. And the Red Sox came home to face the Rockies, and they dropped the decision on Monday 4-3 in 10 innings. Former Sox reliever Daniel Bard made his first appearance at Fenway since 2013. He was credited with the victory after pitching a scoreless inning of relief. Christian Arroyo hit a home run in the loss, and the game had a rain delay in the 10th inning that lasted about an hour and a half. And on Tuesday night, Rockies beat the Red Sox 7-6 in 10 innings. Rafael Devers in this one, two home runs, four RBI. And this marked the first time since 2000 that the Red Sox played three consecutive extra inning games.
All right. All right, Andy, you got some Sox player notes here for us?
We certainly do. Chris Sale transferred to the 60-day injured list with a stretch fracture in his shoulder blade, so he may be back sometime in August. Who knows what will be going on at that point. The Red Sox are still in the race, so if they're that far out of it, they may shut him down even longer. Who really knows? But we knew this was coming in some way, shape, or form in terms of Chris Sale heading to the injured list. Also, outfielder Ramil Tapia cleared waivers after being designated for assignment last week. He was released, and yesterday he was picked up by the Milwaukee Brewers.
All right, Andy, I know so far this year you've been updating us on former Red Sox players, where they are now and what they are doing and how they are doing. So what do you have for us this week on the former Red Sox players?
Well, certainly all these names I'm going to throw at you would be players we'd like to see in the Red Sox lineup, that's for sure. Xander Bogaerts, the Padres, he's hitting 264, seven home runs, 23 runs batted in. Mookie Betts of the Dodgers, hitting 263, 17 home runs and 43 RBI. J.D. Martinez, also the Dodgers, he's batting 259 with 16 home runs and 47 runs batted in. Nathan Eovaldi, the Rangers, he's now 9-2 with a 2.49 ERA. He'll pitch again today. Michael Walker of the Padres, 7-2 and a 2.89 ERA. So obviously, those players with those numbers would be a welcome addition to the local nine these days.
Oh man, they would be. They certainly would be. All right, Nesson Plus today. What are the viewers of Nesson Plus have on in store for them today? Can't talk.
A guaranteed win coming up at 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's a game from June 15th of 2011. Josh Beckett tosses a one-hitter. Kevin Youkilis, a three-run home run in the seventh inning. The Sox blank the Rays 3-0 down in St. Petersburg.
Again, folks, that's from 2011. All right. Major League Baseball news notes. So update us there, Andy. What do you have for us?
Back on Sunday, Pirates legend celebrated a milestone. Outfielder Andrew McCutchen picked up his 2,000th career hit. McCutchen is the fifth active player to reach that plateau. He signed a one-year deal in the offseason to come back to the Pirates. McCutchen spent the first 9 years of his career with the Bucks, where he was a five-time All-Star. He was also the National League MVP back in 2013. McCutchen has also played for the Giants, Yankees, Phillies, and Brewers. The Giants and Cardinals are meeting in the next edition of the Field of Dreams game in 2024 at Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama, which is the oldest professional ballpark in the country. There will not be a Field of Dreams game this season, as the site in Dyersville, Iowa, is currently undergoing construction. The Cubs and Reds played there last year. The Nevada legislature approved a bill yesterday to help the A's build a $1.5 billion stadium on the Las Vegas Strip. The bill includes $380 million in public funding for the project, the use of a suite at the stadium for community groups, and an annual $1.5 million donation to the community and resources toward helping the homeless in Las Vegas. MLB owners are expected to authorize the A's move to Las Vegas with a vote on the relocation plan.
All right. Wow. Well, that's good news for the A's, I guess, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, certainly things in Oakland are at dire straits, so hopefully this will help the franchise with the move to Las Vegas.
Yeah, the city of champions now. All right. Following the Stanley Cups. All right. Red Sox, what else do you have for us here on player notes?
Well, one last note. Red Sox maybe could look to add another outfielder to the mix. Why not? Let's bring back Jackie Bradley Jr. again. The former Sox outfielder was designated for assignment by the Royals on Tuesday. He's expected to clear waivers and become a free agent, so you never know. Could Chaim Bloom bring him back once again?
All right. And any other notes for us here, Andy? I got one question for you. I'll save it right till the end, but I want to make sure you've got everything done here.
Yeah, we got all the notes done. Okay. We're ready to go, so throw the question at me.
All right. I mean, I looked at this. We all looked at the team earlier in the year and thought they lost a lot of defense. Forget the batting. They lost a lot of defense, and that is really coming to light here now, isn't it? The defense just is overall is just not – it's not great.
It's not good. It's not great. It's horrible, to be quite honest. This is probably one of the worst defensive Red Sox teams I can remember ever watching. Kike Hernandez has not been the answer at shortstop, obviously. He's leading the league in errors at that position. He's been taken away from shortstop now. He's back in center field. He will not be the regular shortstop going forward. You may see him there on a, you know, here and there type of basis, but he's not the everyday shortstop any longer. It pretty much goes all around. When you talk about the defense, not really one person shines this year. Everyone has their issues, and that all comes into roster construction. And the players you have, and they can play defense or not, and certainly this squad can't very well. And of course, that at times has affected the pitching staff, and that'll make you a 500 team or worse.
Yeah, I know years ago the Sox defense was never that good, but and Kike Hernandez, I mean, he's a great player, but he's really not he's not a starting defensive shortstop for sure. Yeah.
No, he's more of a utility player in the infield. He's a better second baseman than a shortstop, right. But his real claim to fame is really a solid center fielder. He's excellent out in center field. The Red Sox signed Adam Duvall to come in this year and play center field, which he hasn't played center field that much in his career, so I was perplexed by that move to begin with. He's more of a corner outfielder and a DH, but they have him roaming around in the outfield. He's back off the injured list, obviously, but Red Sox have to move some parts around here because the team is better defensively if they can get a little better with Kike in center. So we'll see how things progress going forward, but then you have the situation where do you put Duvall, because he does have the power bat. If he becomes your DH, then where does Justin Turner play? He's not going to be a third baseman every day with Rafael Devers. And, Tristan Casas at first base. Turner can play there as well. So does Casas, potentially go back down to Worcester because he hasn't been hitting that much. His defense has been a little suspect. So a lot of decisions to be made for this team going forward, that's for sure.
Okay, Andy. Always good talking with you. And we will talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.